As if 2020 couldn't get any more intense, we're now looking at a presidential election whose intensity has gone up from 10 to 11 as we mourn the loss of a Supreme Court giant.
She was just a real human being, stood up for the rights of all of us, so we're here to honor her today. She tried to hang on till the next president, but couldn't quite do it, and we just, notorious RBG, we just loved her.
I feel like she was the last resort. She was the link between justice and no justice.
The death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg has touched a nerve, and the fight for her replacement has touched off a battle that could affect the country for generations. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut and New York region. I'm Terry Sheridan. Coming up, we'll talk to a former law student of Ginsburg who now teaches law, and Connecticut turns to the National Guard to help protect the polls in cyberspace. U.S. Representative Johanna Hayes of Connecticut says she's tested positive for COVID-19. Hayes posted a short video on Twitter that showed her receive a nasal swab test at a drive-thru testing site. She said she went to two urgent care centers before she got the appointment. Hayes' announcement came a day after she said one of her staff members also tested positive for the virus. Aside from some breathing issues, she says she's asymptomatic and is being monitored. She also says she'll quarantine for the next 14 days. As coronavirus travel restrictions are slowly lifted, more flights will resume at MacArthur Airport on Long Island starting next month. Sabrina Garone reports.
American Airlines plans to resume flights between MacArthur and Philadelphia on October 7th, and Southwest Airlines will restore their flights to pre-COVID levels in January. Five states served by MacArthur's carriers, California, Maryland, Minnesota, Nevada, and Ohio, have also recently been removed from New York's travel advisory list, leaving 30 states and territories still restricted. Daily departures from MacArthur had dropped about 75% since May as a result of a variety of travel restrictions. Before March, MacArthur served over 1.6 million passengers per year. Sabrina Garone, WSHU News.
In Connecticut, jury trials will resume for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic closed the courts in March. WSHU's Claire Sechrist reports.
With coronavirus numbers declining in Connecticut, the federal and state court systems have come up with a plan to reopen jury trials for the first time since the pandemic began 6 months ago. The first federal jury trial began today in U.S. District Court in Bridgeport. This will be a test case, a short 3-day civil case with few participants, witnesses, and jurors. Federal judges decide to start with civil trials this month and criminal trials in November. State courts will resume both civil and criminal trials also by November. Claire Sechrist, WSHU News.
The Connecticut Secretary of the State's office has partnered with the National Guard to provide cybersecurity for the presidential election in November. WSHU's Eb Unger-Dalmer reports.
Scott Bates is the Deputy Secretary of the State. He says National Guard personnel trained in cybersecurity have been deployed to help election officials in 128 cities and towns secure their computers.
This is a persistent threat and a persistent challenge. Today it's Russia, tomorrow it's China.
General Francis Yvonne commands the Connecticut National Guard. He says it's one more assignment for the Guard.
Most recently you've seen our performance and our response in support of public health with COVID. 2 or 3 weeks ago now with the tornadoes that came through, and previous to that, tropical storm. Cyber is another tool that the governor has in his toolkit.
Connecticut has used federal election security grants to pay for the deployment of the National Guard personnel. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Before she was a Supreme Court Justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was a law professor at Rutgers University from 1963 to 1972. WSHU's Davis Donovan spoke with one of her former students, who's now a law professor at Quinnipiac University.
Marilyn Ford grew up in Arkansas and St. Louis, Missouri. She was a student at the University of Iowa when she learned about Ginsburg and other professors at Rutgers who were on the forefront of the civil rights movement.
Being an African-American, I was really more concerned about African-American rights. I had watched the sit-ins, the lay-ins, pray-ins. My dad was a minister. I still had memory of white-only lunch counters, white-only schools, sitting in the back of the bus and all of that. And I wanted to be a civil rights lawyer. Justice Ginsburg made it quite clear that oppression of any group is oppression of all, whether you were African-American, whether you were a woman, whether you're LGBT, whatever. Unless everybody had their civil liberties, nobody had the civil liberties.
What was she like as a professor?
I want to really talk about her more as a mentor. She would have small sections, sessions with students generally and women in particular. And that's really where you got the flavor of Justice Ginsburg, when she talked about equality, when she talked about fighting for the rights of others, when she talked about speaking up, when she talked about being principled, having a position, and being able to dissent without being an obstructionist. She was a mentor, she was a teacher, she was a life coach, committed to teaching students, helping to mold young minds, helping to make young attorneys. And then what you saw on the Supreme Court, that justice who would write the opinion, but also that justice who would dissent when she didn't feel that the other eight or the other members of the courts were getting it right.
What was it like to see her go on and accomplish what she did as a Supreme Court justice?
It made me very proud that I'd been able to sit at her feet, you know, and learn from her. And I wasn't surprised. She was brilliant. She was ambitious, not in a bad way. And she was fierce. So I knew that whatever she put her mind to, she would achieve.
What would you like to see as her legacy now that she's gone?
I would like to see the way she lived her life and the way she used her power as a jurist to continue. She was always an advocate for the best of humanity. She was fervently committed to civil liberties and making sure that the words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence actually had real meaning, that everybody had the right to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. She believed in the Constitution and its principles. I would like to see the next appointee have the same commitment to the Constitution and to the principles that were articulated in our documents to come to fruition. People talk about her as being a role model for women. She was a role model and inspiration for everybody.
Marilyn Ford is a law professor at Quinnipiac University who specializes in civil rights and Native American law. She's a graduate of Rutgers University and a former student of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ginsburg died Friday at the age of 87. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Connecticut and Long Island, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. Here at WSHU, we think local news is important, and we're glad that you think so too. Thank you for your support. I'm Terry Sheridan. We'll be back tomorrow.